cliffcentral.com.
I need to be reminded of everything. Hey, Anthea, how are you?
Good morning, Gareth. I'm well, thanks. See, when you're it's been not a actually, busy week, so definitely working hard.
When you're not sitting right in front of me, I forget that we're meant to talk to you. It's ridiculous.
What do they say? Out of sight, out of mind?
Yeah, something like that. We've got quite a lot to get to, and I know you've got a busy morning ahead, so let's jump straight into CPI inflation, shall we?
Okay, so that came in at 5.1%. We were expecting 5%. So you can see this inflation number is now creeping up. The main protagonist is definitely petrol. Petrol is up 25% year on year. So obviously that would impact transport as well, which is up 10% year on year. And the problem with this is that transport alone makes up almost 14.5% of the average South African's inflation basket, you know, the things you spend your money on every day.
Yes.
So that's a big one. It's worrying. And then the other one was utility prices, so water, electricity, property rates and taxes, also up by 11%. So really the South African consumer having to spend money on things they just cannot get away from. Food was okay. Food came in at 3%. So, you know, not too bad. We're not too worried about that.
Let me be clear about this. You said the first one is petrol. Which part of petrol is it that's going up? Is it the oil price and the fluctuations up and down there, or is it our government levies and taxes on fuel?
So it's a good combination of both, unfortunately. And the exogenous factors, the price of oil and of crude oil and the rand, we cannot control.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to go with that. But the fact that government keep putting up the levies and the taxes and this road accident fund, and that is adding up significantly. And I know there's protests about the petrol price and the higher petrol price in South Africa. I forget what the name of that group is that are protesting this higher petrol price. And then government keeps saying, well, we can do nothing about it because it's the price of oil and the weaker rand.
Is it not ARTA?
It might be ARTA, but I thought there was another one. People protesting against oil or petrol price or something.
All right, so my second question then has to be the second category, which is rates and taxes and electricity. Now, government control all three of those.
Exactly.
Electricity indirectly through Eskom, but it's still a parastatal, and the rates and taxes much more directly.
Yes, and exactly. And so the government is hugely responsible for this inflation that we're seeing in South Africa.
Who controls the third category you brought up? Food prices. Is that not the private sector?
Pretty much, yes, actually. So the food prices obviously are driven, again, by things like the drought, which we saw came and went, and so now food prices have retreated again. And then, of course, the private sector, you know, the shops, ShopRite, Woolworths, Pick and Pay, those guys. And the question is whether they pass that on to the consumer or not. And in this case, I must tell you, I think that the retailers have done particularly well to almost absorb some of the shock of the higher food prices when we had drought.
So my summary question then, and I will not dwell on this all morning, but I think you get the drift of my point, is that ultimately, if you find yourself in a situation where you have less money to spend on the things that you absolutely need and you see costs going up everywhere, it isn't horrible, vengeful privateers who are trying to profit off of you with their commercial enterprises and drive a stake into your heart. It's the government who are pushing up prices everywhere and the government who you must chiefly blame for the inflation.
I'm afraid so. In this case, it would look like that, yes.
Yeah. Not only are they providing any kind of environment for growth, which would help, but they are doing exactly the opposite by also foisting on us the cost of living and upgrading that cost at every opportunity you give them. So again, let's just notch this up to a government that has absolutely no idea of what people need and what people want and how they can help people. Just saying.
Yeah. And also we had lots of companies reporting last week. So we had Woolworths and ShopRite. And ShopRite is very much the bellwether for the South African consumer, or that's how we see it. Hmm. And you can see from their results, shocking, shocking set of results. And I mean, obviously it's not only that the consumer doesn't have money to go out and shop or that they're shopping down. So in other words, instead of buying the slightly expensive product, you know, they'll go for the cheaper no-name brand or the cheaper brand, I should say. And you can see it coming through in the company results that are happening. So, yeah, it really does have just this kind of constant knock-on effect.
Well,
I mean, you
know, no, go on. Go on. Sorry.
So I can't say that all of it has got to do with the consumer under pressure when it comes to these companies. You know, Woolworths, for example, admitted that they had a fashion disaster, not their first, I might add. You know, that Woolworths, again, are trying to compete with the likes of H&M because I think they know that people are trying to shop down. Except in Woolworths' case, it really doesn't work. They don't have that same feel for it that, say, an H&M would have. And in Woolworths' case, the only business that actually did okay was their food, strangely enough. Hmm. And I think, yeah, it was a bit odd. But really, again, kind of people not buying clothing, the Country Road, the David Jones, just not doing very well.
All right, well, let's look at some other companies that have been reporting. Blue Label Telecom.
Yeah, this was an interesting one. They saw 30% jump in headline earnings, but because they've been quite acquisitive, they've spent 7.5 billion rand on acquisitions in the last year, half of which they paid for using cash and half of which they paid for by issuing new shares. Their actual core headline earnings per share only increased by 4%. The market did not like this result. I mean, a decent kind of profit margin increase to 8.5 from 8.04 and a decent EBITDA increase as well. But I think the market is worried here because Blue Label owns Cell C, and that's kind of where they're going to make their money, if you like, is what they're saying. And the problem is that the market thinks that, one, the debt levels in Cell C are too high. And it's really funny because in the results presentation, you could actually hear the Levy brothers, you could hear the exasperation in their voice. Brett, in fact, said, we're being punished for, the punishment doesn't suit the crime, which is funny because everyone went, what crime exactly, Brett? But I think what we're trying to say is that debt levels are too high. For Cell C, and they're putting too much emphasis on the fact that they're going to make huge revenues from Cell C, basically. And we all know that potentially they're going to list Cell C, which would be great, and you know there'd be a huge release of capital. And then the second thing about their results is that they didn't declare a dividend, and the market does not like dividend and no dividends. The market loves cash, right? Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's almost as if the investor is saying, well, I want my, if you've got cash, give me cash, please, and then I will go and invest it. I don't trust you, management, to invest my cash better than myself, basically.
It's very tough to get these shareholders happy, huh?
Indeed.
I mean, this is a company that really they've changed their strategy, as you've already indicated, by saying that they're going to be looking at new ways of increasing revenue, and they've bought into Cell C and a whole lot of other stuff. But now the shareholders go, no, we want you to do it our way. In other words, run the company for us like you have been and bring in the profits like you have been. In fact, the balance sheet looks very good, as you promised, but we're unhappy.
And it's hard to believe that this company is trading at a 5x price earnings ratio, which is ridiculously cheap. You're not going to find that anywhere else on the JSE. But there is another thing that they've restated kind of an earnings number. It's a technical thing. And I think analysts are not liking that. They just are not believing the story, unfortunately. That's what it is. I mean, then you've got the flip side of that. You've got somebody like Bidcorp, and remember Bidcorp spun out of Bidvest.
Right.
An okay set of results, the diluted headline earnings per share up 12%, revenue up 8%. And really, Bidcorp became the kind of supplier to hotels, restaurants, industrial catering, and they're selling off their low-margin logistics and operations businesses, and then buying bolt-on acquisitions really in the food services businesses, and particularly in Australia, New Zealand, Spain, the Netherlands, and South Africa. So, and the market loved that result. Kind of, yeah, it, depends on where how shareholders see it, really.
All right. Well, let's look at one or two others quickly. We've done Bidcorp, we've done Blue Label, Woolworths and ShopRite. How about Italtile?
Gareth, this is a nice little, and I say little company, so it's not as big as your Bidcorp or your Woolworths or ShopRite. It's a big company, but it really is just a nice, consistent company. They increased turnover by 40%, but that's mostly because they completely bought Ceramic Industries, which was always partly owned by Italtile, and then another company called Easytile. So you can see where Italtile is the higher brand, and then Ceramic and Easytile are kind of the lower end of the market. Headline earnings per share up 16%, but because of the increase they had in share capital, again, another story like Blue Label, where they're having to issue shares to buy, they had to increase their share capital by 25%. Also declared a nice dividend, and in fact, even a special dividend. And the market loves cash in hand. So guess what? Of course, the share was up on the day again. But then, you know, Italtile, kind of consistent, slow moving, know what they're doing, stick to what they know, and kind of, yeah, the market definitely rewarding them for that behavior.
All right. NASPAS, just quickly, bounced this week. Tell me about that.
Oh, thank goodness, right? Because that the week before, it was a disaster with the 10-cent results.
You sound as exasperated as Brett and Mark Levy.
So NASPAS bounced. They announced on Monday that they were selling their 11% stake in a company called Indian e-commerce company called Flipkart, mm-hmm. realizing $2.2 billion in cash, which is fantastic. We all like that.
That's very nice.
So the market kind of going, okay, NASPAS, you're sticking to what you said you were going to do. You're buying companies cheap, and you have the ability to sell at a profit, because that was always the question with NASPAS. You know, they grow so big, and they've got all these little businesses on the side, and can they sell them for what it is, what they've got them written in the books? And NASPAS proving that they can do it, so fantastic. And then very last thing, quickly, we have to talk about Alibaba, because they reported results as well. So this is Jack Ma's company.
Yes.
Revenue up 61% year on year. I mean, that is a phenomenal number. And I think more than that, these results have proven that Alibaba are the quintessential e-commerce business in the world. They are by far the most dominant player. And unfortunately, what it means for their competitors like JD and Ikui is that actually it's going to be hard for them to catch up. So I think you've got your two. You've got kind of Tencent in the gaming and social media, and then you've got Alibaba in the e-commerce and completely dominating. It's going to be hard for anyone to catch up to them.
I think that's terrific. Amazing. Thank you.
Very exciting.
All right, Anthea, very good.
Super. Have a good week.
Thank you, and you. This is Anthea Gardner with a look at the money. Our money shot. CliffCentral.com.